Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. As we get into July and waters are warming, it's a great time to think about fishing for fluke. Jimmy Fee at On the Water joins us to talk about where and how to fish for them. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
Jimmy, fluke are also known as summer flounder. They're a bottom fish. Just describe them for us, will you?
Yeah, so where I grew up, I'm from Philadelphia, used to fish at the Jersey Shore, and down in New Jersey, fluke fishing in the summer is practically a religion. They are probably as popular, if not more popular, than striped bass. You know, it's a bottom feeder. It lays flat on the bottom, very unique looking fish. It has both of its eyes are on one side of it, you know, on the top side, and it actually is two different colors. So the back of it is a mottled brown. You know, sometimes there's some darker spots on it. The underside is white, is, you know, kind of a snow white. So they are really one of the more unique fish we have in our waters. And even though they are a bottom fish, they are really aggressive predators. You know, a lot of fun to fish for.
A lot of fun to fish for. Okay, so for folks who haven't done a lot of fluke fishing in our area before, what do you look for as you go out to fish for them?
So fluke, they're ambush predators. So you want to have an area with good moving water. They're going to sit in, you know, maybe a little depression, a depth change, and wait for the current to wash the bait fish or some food over them. And they can be anywhere from, you know, you could run out to Nantucket Shoals and fish for them in 100 feet of water, or you could go into some of our salt ponds and find keeper-sized fluke in just 4 feet of water. So they're pretty widespread, but the keys are good bait fish, a bit of a depth change or some structure, and then moving water.
And how do you like to set up a fluke rig?
So it can be as simple as just a small jig head and a soft plastic, or what's even better is a scented artificial bait like a Berkeley gulp. If you're in the boat, you could try bait rigs. You know, it's a little bit kind of a take on your three-way rig where you have the sinker and then a longer leader to maybe a dressed hook that has some squid, a strip of squid, and you know, maybe a sand eel or a spearing on there.
Are you looking for sandy bottoms?
So fluke, they're kind of creatures of the edge. So where you have a sandy bottom might transition into a harder rock or a gravel bottom. That's a real fluke hotspot. If you can find the place where the bottom composition changes, they'll hang around wrecks too. You know, if you have the stomach to lose a couple rigs or lose a couple bucktail jigs and you drift right close to some of the wrecks or craggier structure, fluke will be on the soft bottom, the sand or the mud bottom, right adjacent to that hard structure.
Well, tell us about what size is a keeper right now.
So a keeper size fluke is going to be 17 and a half inches if you're fishing on a boat in Massachusetts. If you're fishing from shore, you actually get a little bit of a break on the keeper size. It's going to be 16 and a half inches.
Okay, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? If we're heading out this weekend, what should we be looking for?
Yeah, it's been pretty good for striped bass north of the Cape in Cape Cod Bay. There's a lot of bunker in there. Or Atlantic menhaden, as they're also known, or pogies, they do call them in New England too. So that bait fish is holding a lot of the striper, attracting a lot of the stripers in Cape Cod Bay. But that bait fish does a lot of moving. So one day they may be, you know, east of the canal off Sandy Neck Beach. The next day you might find a big school of them stripers on it, you know, closer to Plymouth. So getting out there, finding those fish on the surface, the bait fish, and then give you a good shot of finding the stripers. The canal, I've been fishing from shore, and that's been a little tougher. It's had some good moments, but last couple mornings I was out there, it was a little slower than I thought it would be for, you know, given the time of year and the tides.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Jimmy Fee, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.